This is BI Radio.
Performance management is an emerging discipline that helps organizations answer core business questions.
How am I doing? What do I need to do going forward? And then how can I affect outcomes?
Performance management moves beyond just looking at data to an understanding of what the data says.
And how do we translate that into language that everybody can understand? It's pointless just producing a report that no one understands.
Hi there, and welcome to BI Radio. I'm Ken Seeley. On the show today, performance management from the C-suite on down. Kelsey Howarth talks to Cognos CEO Rob Ashe about the three key questions every executive should ask about their business. Delaney Turner follows Dave Stoddard of Antenna Research along the performance management roadmap, from simple reports to strategic plans. And first up, performance management through the eyes of the CFO. John Blackmore talks to Janet Kirshner, editor of CFO Europe, about the new challenges facing CFOs and the way they're changing to meet them.
Hi, I'm John Blackmore of Cognos. Janet, today I thought if we had the opportunity to discuss one of your recent articles in CFO Europe on some of the top challenges facing finance. I know you've come up with a list of 10. Were there any surprises on your list?
Increasingly, what I'm hearing is from CFOs is that they need to hone their human capital management skills. There's definitely a war for talent in various parts of the world, and if you keep losing talent, that CFO definitely starts to notice that, not only within their own teams because they do want the best support that they can possibly get, but also for the overall company. It can have a hugely damaging effect on competitive advantages.
Now, that's an interesting switch from what most would think would be the classic role of the CFO. Would you say that this role has evolved or changed considerably over the last 5 years?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And you're right. I think it doesn't fall naturally into the CFO remit in many respects. But CFOs are very aware of the leadership role that they can be playing in terms of developing their company's human capital management. So it goes far beyond just looking at people as numbers on a balance sheet.
We see a similar switch where finance people are looking far beyond just results and reports and, you know, the classic bean counting, and more into performance issues such as you're talking about. Do you have other examples where you see this trend being realized?
Absolutely, yes. I mean, I think, you know, it's been a frequent topic about the interaction between IT and finance. And we recently wrote an interesting article. We caught up with some CFOs who actually are almost the brokers between finance and IT. Their companies have had enough foresight to actually put someone in between the two who can actually be the person bridging those two functions and really bring their goals to complement each other rather to conflict with each other. That's been a very classic area. But we've also been looking at finance in terms of CFOs really encouraging, for example, the treasurers to go beyond their classic risk management areas and think, well, okay, how can we help procurement, for example? We're very good at understanding price movements, so how can we partner up there? And there are a huge number of other areas. For example, another area is marketing. That has also traditionally been a very adversarial area for finance. Now, I think with more technology, companies are realizing that they can reach out to their customers much more easily, and their customers can reach out to them much more easily. And so, but finance is actually seeing a huge role that they can play to help marketing hone those metrics. It's trying to figure out what metrics does your company need, and finance is really well placed to do that.
So, I guess your recommendation is then, you know, if you have finance plus X department, other line of business, metrics being that connection point and sort of co-defining metrics as a way to get a common language?
Exactly, that's it. I mean, people, you know, I think traditionally have always thought – finance only spoke in numbers and numbers that, you know, sort of that were numbers that didn't relate to the rest of the business. I think not necessarily that finance has accomplished this yet, but I think they're starting to wake up to the fact that it's pointless just producing a report that no one understands. Throwing a whole bunch of numbers out of the department to other parts of the company is nice, but it doesn't really do a lot of good. Instead, it's really sort of drilling down and helping companies do the analysis and helping other parts of the company understand, well, what are the metrics that matter, and how do we translate that into language that everybody can understand?
Yes, it's that's another thing we see, you know, especially with finance and frankly with the other departments, is the necessity to look at both your financial data and connect it in with the operational data that, I guess, drives those numbers. Do you see that happening as well?
Absolutely. You know, and it's, I think this is an area to watch, but there's a huge area of non-financial measurements that CFOs have been a bit wary about, when a lot of this to talk about CSR, you know, corporate social responsibility, et cetera, producing reports that, you know, about your carbon footprint, et cetera, is pretty daunting for CFOs because, you know, for the most part, a lot of those issues are soft. A lot of those don't fit neatly into the numbers that they have risen to up the ladder, crunching away. And so they need to be able to have confidence that the numbers and the non-financial measurements that they're pulling out from their businesses are reliable, and that they can consistently take those numbers and combine them into their financial data and then work them into a consistent way that shows trends, shows that you understand your past, present, and your future, which is pretty daunting as well for companies to start talking about their future. What are our future risks? And there's more and more demand externally for that type of thing. And companies are looking towards a CFO to do that, but it's not in their comfort zone necessarily yet.
You've raised a lot of great points here. One that I just wanted to pick up on quickly, you talked about the reliability of the numbers. It's something else that we see, especially as, you know, people like a CFO or other senior executives get more far-ranging in their data requirements. The quality of the data starts to become more and more of an issue. Is this something else that you see?
Certainly, and I think, you know, it sort of ties in with another theme, I think, of as companies grow and expand globally, let's say, and their supply chains just start, you know, reaching across the globe. It's been going on for quite a long time, but just recently, because of the recent wave of M&A action, a lot of companies have been consolidating, i.e. getting bigger. So they're pulling in, maybe, you know, now they're working side by side to former competitors and trying to meld their IT systems and their ERP systems together, trying to understand what sort of data they have that's comparable to start reporting externally and internally.
In your role as editor CFO Europe, you obviously get to be in contact with a lot of senior financial leaders. Maybe, I mean, you don't have to name any names, but perhaps if you could think of some of who you consider game-changing CFOs in your coverage area, and what makes that person that kind of game-changing CFO?
They want to make an impact very quickly. So you'll see CFOs who are very action-oriented, and not short-termism in the sense of you know, quarter by quarter, but they will want to see change within their teams and the impact that finance is able to make. And I think another point is that CFOs who I'm always impressed with are the ones who can really articulate what their company vision is.
Do you think that this drives some of the results that you saw in your survey with them?
It does. It does. And I think, you know, and speaking of the operational areas, they also see the importance of getting some experience in operations. The aspiring CFOs I speak with have got that message loud and clear. So there's a real interest among CFOs and future CFOs in getting closer to operations by actually rolling up their sleeves and getting out there and working right with the people out in operations rather than sitting back in headquarters.
Just a last question. You're looking, you know, we start off with your article of the top 10. What do you see coming down the pipe for finance professionals? Do you see any significant change in that top 10 list?
We've just done a bit of research, and we've looked into, you know, just as a good reminder, is that companies are sitting on a lot of cash. How are you going to show your shareholders how you're going to use that cash?
And I guess, again, connect that back up with what the strategic direction of the company is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's right.
Well, I'm John Blackmore with Cognos, and I've been speaking with Janet Kirstner, who's the editor of CFO Europe. Janet, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Do you have the DNA for performance evolution? Discover the building blocks for better decision-making at our executive event, Performance Management for Your Real World. Hear firsthand from Cognos President and CEO Rob Ash about the next evolution of Cognos performance management solutions. Learn about our latest product innovations and best practices to accelerate your success. It's all happening January 15th, 2008. Visit cognos.com/jan15 and reserve your seat at one of our live and online events. That's cognos.com/jan15.
You're listening to BI Radio, brought to you by Cognos, the next level of performance. Check us out online at radiocognos.com.
Hi, I'm Delaney Turner with Cognos. Today, I'm talking to Dave Stotter. He's Vice President and Research Director, Information Management and IT Performance Management at the analyst firm Ventana Research. And today, we're going to be talking about enterprise reporting and its role on a company's journey toward performance management. Dave, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, it's great to be here, Delaney. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. I'd like to start off with just a definition and get Ventana's view on things. How does Ventana Research define performance management?
Well, performance management is really one of the main things that we research and cover at Ventana. Performance management is an emerging discipline that guides an organization-wide alignment and optimization effort that helps organizations answer core business questions such as how are we doing, why are we doing these things, and what should we be doing. Performance management moves beyond just looking at data to an understanding of what the data says about how the business is performing and what to do if numbers are falling outside of expectations. Performance management must draw from ERP and other relevant applications and data sources to populate the key metrics and performance indicators. So an enterprise reporting platform can be critical to making this possible. A final aspect of performance management to note, I think, is that organizations often choose to see the results from within an application of best practices, Six Sigma, Balanced Scorecard, or other methodologies. Performance management combines with these methodologies to support a continuous organization-wide improvement cycle.
I wonder if you could to explain for us the importance of reporting in a performance management context.
Sure. Well, enterprise reporting is what allows organizations we see to move from the tactical to the advanced level of maturity as we define it in our maturity model. At the advanced level, data is made meaningful to an audience beyond just the single user community served by the tactical or point reporting solution. This single platform allows organizations to gain comprehensive, accurate views of information, which is essential to understanding your business's performance with respect to customers, supply chains, corporate profitability, or other key matters. As an independent layer above ERP and other database systems and applications, users are not tied to one system, and this is important because then they can integrate performance-related information from heterogeneous sources. Then performance management becomes an enterprise discipline that aligns both people and business processes with strategic goals.
I'd like to throw one more definition or acronym into the mix before moving on. If you could explain for us the difference between reporting, performance management, and ERP, all three of which may exist in a company with or without them knowing it.
Sure. Well, I think enterprise resource planning, or ERP systems, as we know, have been widely used for about 15 years and have enabled organizations to consolidate applications and reduce the cost of functions such as manufacturing and financials. So ERP systems are incorporating customer information, or rather customer relationship management, as well as sales and service management. But in many cases, they still have separate packaged applications for these in organizations, as well as things like human resources. So ERP and packaged applications have reporting tools, but these are generally limited both in functionality and in the fact that they generally access information just from their own systems. In fact, our surveys have found that just 4 out of 10 respondents said that ERP systems have helped them drive down operational costs and optimize business processes. These are objectives that are well suited to BI and enterprise reporting, so you can see the distinction there really with ERP and what BI and reporting achieve. And these are to give business users access to the kind of data they need to analyze costs and the effectiveness of business processes, those very things that people are looking for really from the ERP systems. Our studies also show that users are not satisfied with the information coming from point reporting systems dedicated to ERP systems. Only 11% said that that the ERP system captures all or most of the non-financial information companies need to monitor employees' performance indicators. So that makes it tough to build performance management systems with ERP systems alone. An enterprise reporting platform can sit above the ERP and other packaged applications and consolidate a comprehensive view of the information you need to properly understand business performance and determine what action to take that will improve performance.
We've talked about the technologies. I'd like to talk about now about the people who use them and live with them. If it's the job of the IT department to deploy and maintain the reporting solution and the role of the business managers or the users to actually make decisions and manage performance of the organization, what's the best way for these two groups to work together?
Well, I think that as organizations move up to the levels of what we define as the Ventana Research Maturity Model, up to the higher levels of strategic and innovative levels, the focus shifts from pure technology implementation, which you find at the lower levels where they're really just trying to get the systems in place and work with the database systems or other sources such as ERP to make it all come together. So at the higher levels, it shifts from technology implementation to objectives that are really expressed in business terms, such as on-time delivery or customer satisfaction or higher safety. Business managers are also looking at how to institute operational performance management. And this is interesting because it takes the focus beyond financial measures, so business managers can measure and monitor how diverse operations and business functions are going throughout the organization. No organization can leap to these strategic and innovative maturity levels without succeeding at the tactical and advanced levels of maturity where technology implementation is the dominant focus. At these levels, the goal is to move beyond tactical reporting solutions to serve a single community and move up to serve multiple communities and draw on multiple heterogeneous data sources. The reason they do that is that as you move to the higher levels of business objectives, more than one business function or line of business needs to be collaborating. So you need the technological capability to support more advanced data and information access, analysis, and sharing across the silos of information. The establishment of an enterprise reporting platform can be a major step here. It gives IT the platform upon which to focus data integration and metadata management, to bring together disparate data sources, and to develop single views of and versions of information. And the platform gives business users not only the consolidated view, but the comprehensive and integrated tools with which to analyze and share information. But I think as you move to up to these higher level maturity levels, IT and business have to be aligned and working hand-in-hand to guide BI and performance management projects to ensure that users are getting the correct information and using it effectively. I think if anything, as you move to more collaborative kind of BI and reporting, where you have functions and lines of business coming together, it's not just technical problems that you're dealing with. You're dealing with political problems. You're dealing with data ownership issues where one organization won't want to share certain data with another organization. And so you really have to have the IT and business leaders coming together in BI competency centers or advisory boards. There's lots of different kinds of names for centers of excellence is another one we hear sometimes, which meet regularly and set policy goals and other objectives. Again, this is important because at those higher levels of maturity, the focus is on the quality of the information and how effectively it is being used to understand business performance and to act upon it. It's not just about developing dashboards and more technology-oriented matters.
So you've written a new series of white papers for Cognos on the topic of reporting-led performance management and the role of reporting in performance management. I was wondering if you could take a few minutes just to explain the themes in each paper.
Sure. So the first paper explores how organizations deal with information chaos. The second paper illustrates five ways to tame that chaos of corporate data I was talking about. The third paper in the series brings us to performance management itself and how organizations can use enterprise reporting to build a foundation for success. So that's the sort of summing up all three papers.
Terabytes of data, information chaos, aligning with the business and performance management maturity. It sounds like IT has its work cut out for it, as always. But they sound like very interesting papers. Dave Stotter, thank you for speaking with us today.
Well, you're welcome. It's been good to be here.
You've been listening to an exclusive interview with Dave Stotter of Ventana Research, brought to you by Cognos, the experts in performance management. For more on this topic, visit cognos.com/journey, where you'll find original white papers by Ventana and additional resources to help you transform your reporting deployment into an exciting journey toward performance management. That's cognos.com/journey.
Taking you to the next level of performance. This is Radio Cognos. Check us out online at radiocognos.com.
Hi, I'm Kelsey Howarth. Joining me today is the president and CEO of Cognos, Rob Ash. Welcome, Rob.
Hi, how you doing?
Many Cognos customers are well on their performance management path, but some are just starting out. Could you give us a brief overview of performance management and performance management systems for those people just beginning their journey?
Sure. Now, the idea of a performance management system is to be able to, at the same time as you can keep your finger on the pulse of a business, make sure that that business is heading towards a desired strategic outcome. And it really involves a system with a number of entry points or touch points. So let's start with a system. The system for performance management is all about having a view to your organization that helps you answer a couple of what are really pretty basic questions. How am I doing? And that might manifest itself in statuses and reports, scorecards, dashboards, red lights, green lights. So how am I doing? What do I need to do going forward to affect outcome? For strategy, it really involves analysis, starting to understand, you know, why things are happening in my business, why one thing's related to another thing, key trends, etc. And then how can I affect outcomes? What's going to happen in the future? And that's really around planning and using business intelligence in a planning environment to create a performance management system. So if you put those things together, again, quite simplistic, but that's really what a CEO or an executive team wants to know. How am I doing? What can I do to change, do better, what's going to happen in the future, and putting all those things together into one system. Now, for some companies, that thought of that system might be a little bit daunting. So, you know, the approach that we take that has really, I would say, served us well with our experience with customers is customers want to be able to start at any point in that cycle, and they want to deliver value at some point in that cycle. Maybe they just want to start around reporting. All they really want to know is what happened yesterday in my business. So they got an ERP system. They can't get at the data. The data's in a vault. All they really want to know is did they service their customers last week, last year, last month, whatever the case may be. Other customers may just want to consolidate and close their books. All they really want to do is get that down from a 9-day cycle to a 6-day cycle to report more quickly to management, to statutory authorities. Others take a broader view, and going from there, they want to connect that to the planning process. So I think the secret sauce in what we do is the ability to look at that whole system, but for any individual customer to allow them to start in one place, deliver value on a journey towards thinking about that whole system. And that's why we emphasize our entry points into finance with consolidation solutions, planning solutions, financial reporting solutions. We emphasize our entry points into line of business and IT with reporting-led performance management, analysis, scorecards, dashboards. We really want to emphasize the individual pieces and we want to emphasize what it means collectively as a whole so our customers can come on that journey with us. So when I think about what customers are trying to do with performance management, where they start, I like to think about the vision of a system, but starting points that deliver value. And that's really how I see our customers get to be successful.
And how is Cognos uniquely positioned to help people become the performance management expert?
Well, I think that, you know, we at Cognos are uniquely positioned. First of all, it starts with our people. I think that we have performance management experts in our business. I was at our user conference forum in Florida in May. One of our big European customers stood up and was asked what really differentiated Cognos from the other solution vendors that they had evaluated. And he said the Cognos people had performance management under their skin. That was the expression he used. And it really struck home in that people at Cognos think about performance management. They think every time they look at an application, look at an opportunity, look to help a customer, they're thinking about how to put it in context for that customer to measure performance. I think that's quite unique in our business. So I think it starts with our people and the mindset of our people and the way that our people go at problems. Of course, always, it's product. Product and solution, kind of solutions that can deal with each of these entry points I referred to earlier, the entry points into a performance management system, the kind of ingenuity that goes into our products, the kind of innovation that goes into our products. You know, you think about our core solutions, you know, the Cognos 8 platform, Cognos Controller, Cognos Planning. You think about how we've extended those solutions with Go Mobile, with Cognos Analysis for Excel, with Cognos Go Office, Cognos Go Search, right? All innovative, ingenious solutions developed by people who are, you have performance management under their skin or interfacing with customers every day, feeding that into the product development cycle, and delivering the combination of great people who know a lot about performance management with great solutions that deliver that value quickly and at the same time allow you to start that journey towards that system that we all, really want to achieve, right? So I think that's what's unique about Cognos, the combination of our people and the great solutions we have in the market.
Finally, over the past year, we've asked business and industry experts such as Seth Godin, Bob Woodward, Guy Kawasaki, Patrick Lencioni, and more what leadership means to them. What are your views on the essential qualities of both an industry leader and being a leader at your own company?
Well, in my view, leadership starts with vision. Creating a compelling place that you can get people excited about, whether it be in your little department or your big company. You know, everybody needs to create a vision to get people to some new and exciting place, right? That's what we do at Cognos, right? The vision is performance management. We help people get there. We show them that journey, that transition. So whether it be here at Cognos or, you know, me as the leader in my organization, I want to make sure that people are compelled to the vision. I want to set an example of that leadership. You know, I want to show people how I drive performance management here at Cognos. I'm a big consumer of the products myself. So I think all leadership is about setting that vision, setting the example through usage or, you know, in the case of driving a business, is stepping out there and taking those risks and taking those chances. Encouraging people to follow. It's all about setting a vision that people are going to want to follow. People are going to want to embrace. It's the carrot, not the stick, in terms of leadership. It's embracing people inspirationally and inspiring them towards that vision. And I think, you know, those are elements of what I think makes Cognos as a company a great company.
Great. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Are you a performance manager? Learn how to be one with The Performance Manager, the latest business book from Cognos, PMSI, and BI International. The Performance Manager explores the key challenges in core business functions, sales, marketing, finance, product development, and HR, and describes proven ways you can improve performance in each using sweet spots of information. Become a performance manager today. Order your free copy of the book online at www.cognos.com/pmbook. That's cognos.com/pmbook.
Well, that's a wrap for our latest look at performance management and a wrap for our first full season of BI Radio. I'd like to thank our guests today from CFO Europe, Janet Kirstner, from Vantana Research, Dave Stotter, and from Cognos, CEO and President, Rob Ash. A special thanks as well to our contributing producers, Kelsey Howarth, John Blackmore, and Delaney Turner. And thanks to our producer and audio engineer, Derek Schrainer, who composed all the original music you hear on BI Radio, and for making us sound so good. And thanks to you, our listeners. We hope you enjoy listening to our show as much as we enjoy bringing it to you. A reminder to check us out at radiocognos.com, where you can listen to previous shows, download individual segments, and view the transcript of each broadcast. If you have a question or care to make a comment about what you hear on BI Radio, send us an email at radio@cognos.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Ken Seeley. We'll see you in about 6 weeks.